The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only and is a generalization of common DIY projects. Each home project may encounter unforeseen issues with specific circumstances that may not be covered in discussion on this program. This program makes no representations as to the completeness of the information and expressly disclaims any implied warranties as to the fitness of the information to any particular purpose. Before starting any projects, it's recommended the homeowner research the skills and proper materials necessary, as well as any and all local requirements for permits. If there is any doubt, it is advised a licensed contractor be consulted prior to commencing your particular project.
Welcome to Dream Home Ninjas. This is season 1, episode 9.
What are we talking about today, Keith?
What are we going to be talking about today, Josh?
We're talking about our favorite Chicago Windy City fixer DIY show people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the news this week.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Committing some permit no-nos.
Yeah. They did some bad stuff. Permits. Hurting people's property, all that kind of stuff. Great article.
Yeah.
It was just blasted on WGN News the other night. I saw that. That was pretty good stuff.
Well, tell us a bit about it, man.
Well, what they were doing some pretty bad stuff. They weren't pulling permits on work, costing tons of damage for the homeowners and also the neighbors, too. They were leaving piles of garbage off of the alleys, leaving large amount of cement in the alleys. They were also causing damage to the neighbors. Their ladders were falling on people's houses, creating damage to their siding, gutters, all that kind of stuff. So,
were they not repairing it when they damaged the neighboring properties?
They were repairing it, but they were taking a very, very long time to do it. So that's when it stirred up and people started complaining to the city of Chicago. And that's when it started all just snowballing.
And that's when the city started looking into them, finding out that they weren't pulling permits on a lot of their work. They were doing work that wasn't on the permits.
Shoddy work. A lot of
extra work, doing shoddy work. Yeah. Not hiring licensed professionals to do the work in there. Yeah. And then, lo and behold, after they start investigating, they're finding out they're actually lying on the show saying that houses have been sold for like $1.3 million and they weren't sold. They're still sitting out there. Well,
that's, I think, more than just their show. I think more shows are actually doing that, but yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing. I think our favorite wrestling organization TV program, it's kind of like believing that that's real wrestling. You know, the DIY shows, people think that's real DIY. It's,
right.
It's not.
No.
It's staged.
It's a TV show.
It's scripted.
Yeah. Well, they have them record both thoughts a lot of times, or keep trying to say it over and over again to make it sound right.
Yeah.
And then they just edit it together and make it sound good.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I haven't watched it in a long time, so I'm going to reference some stuff that Keith may not know, like Hulk Hogan, hitting Macho Man Randy Savage. That's a real hit, but it's not as damaging as it might have been if it was an actual fight. And it's scripted. Who's going to win? It's not the same as watching like UFC or some MMA.
Right.
It's just not the same thing. So, and that's what people need to understand about these shows is it's just not the same thing as watching a real contractor do real work.
Right, because that would be really kind of boring in most cases.
Well,
just sitting there and doing the full day, they have to edit it some.
Well, yeah, I mean, there has to be some editing, but there are people who I think are doing it the right way. And, Homes on Homes is one of the guys that seems to be doing it the right way. And our favorite.
Mike Holmes has a very high standard, which I really like his standard. He wants to make things really nice.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the things I was impressed by when I did some research on this. That was probably the only complaint on him was he was on camera saying that something wasn't code. It actually was, but it's because the code in that area was so low that thing was acceptable in that area when it shouldn't have been.
Well, he came from Canada, so he's used to really cold winters and the codes for that. So when he's down in the United States where you don't need as crazy insulation and codes.
And then our favorite, Robert Van Winkle.
Oh, yes. Ice, ice, baby.
I mean, I am a fan of his show. You know, that I think that's probably one of the more realistic shows out there.
I really like how he does it. Yeah. I really do. Because, you know, each episode is a different part of the house.
Yeah.
So he's doing the pool and back. And the next episode is the master bedroom. And the next one's the kitchen. But you can actually see as they're recording, well, they're still working on that, but they're just not recording it at the same time
kind
of thing. So they put it all together. And I really like his style too.
Actually. Yeah. And they don't make it seem like 6 months worth of work takes an hour.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Now, I mean, one of my favorite shows.
He's keeping it real.
Yeah. One of my favorite shows was actually Fixer Upper, the Chip and Joanna Gaines one that no longer is on the air. But even that one, there was a lot of, well, not a lot. There were some parts of it that were scripted and staged. I know one of the things I read was a requirement that the homeowner actually picked out the house. So that whole like thing at the beginning of, oh, let's look at three houses and figure out which one you want, that was all staged and nonsense.
Like the Property Brothers?
and I mean, actually with that show, sometimes they already owned the house.
Right.
You know, it wasn't
that crazy. Looking to buy it.
Yeah.
It was just for the show. Yeah. And the other houses that they looked at were friends' houses.
Yeah.
In some sometimes. Cases.
Yeah. But but at least they kept it pretty true. It seemed, or at least from what's been researched, they kept it pretty true as far as the work, unlike some of the other shows that literally have been sued now for just slapping lipstick on a pig. You know, they're just making TV sets, telling the homeowner that they're going to do this whole project, and they're just doing enough to get it filmed. And now, you know, some of these shows are getting sued for that.
Right.
You
know? The aftermath of these houses, you know, any kind of flipper that just thinking they're doing what they're doing on TV. Hey, just put some lipstick on this and turn it around. We get that all the time, don't we, Keith?
Yeah. I see it all.
It's a beautiful new bathroom. They just remodeled it. No, they just put some lipstick on the outside. All the plumbing inside that wall, all that drainage is all bad. Sorry, we're going to have to tear this out.
Yeah, I went to a call earlier in the year, that same situation where it was a flipper that bought the house, and then these new people bought the house, and they're like, well, I got a mysterious leak, and, you know, the inspection had this stuff on here. Did they fix this? They said they did fix this stuff. I'd go through the list, and I'd look at the stuff. Well, they said that there was a leak on the water piping coming off of the water meter, and what they did was it was just pretty much calcium buildup on the piping. They took some steel wool and some sand cloth and cleaned it up and said, oh, it's done. It's fixed. Got rid of it. Or there's a mysterious leak left. Oh, you know, that was in the wall. And the customer's like, I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
You know, I track it back down and it's leaking up in the ceiling.
My favorite's the ones with the showers that they're tile base that don't have a membrane. Don't have the membrane.
Oh, those are great.
Like, who did this? Like, why did they think that would work?
I used to absolutely hate when I heard the previous homeowner was a do-it-yourselfer, but now the even worse than that is, oh, it was a flipper.
Yeah.
It was a flipper who owned it before me.
Yeah, they only had it for 2 months. Gain.
Oh, my God.
But they did all that work in 2 months. Wow. They were really a true DIY show.
Yeah, because, I mean, and that's the bottom line is, like, you can't buy a house for, I mean, even if you're getting it cheap, you're not going to throw a ton of money into it to do it right just to get rid of it in 2 months. You don't care.
Right.
You're only going to care if it's going to be your dream home.
Absolutely.
So it's, yeah.
Hence why we are the Dream Home Ninjas.
But right. there's a lot of money to be made. That's one aspect of investment.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the bottom line is these people are not ninjas.
No, they are not ninjas.
So Windy City Rehab, your ninja license has been revoked, but along with your
Vanilla
city
Ice
license.
Is definitely a ninja.
He was a ninja before that.
He was way. Yeah, absolutely.
You were talking about the TV production stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a complaint from one of the other people in that neighborhood, and it was really in the Ukrainian village area of the city, and people were complaining about they were blocking the streets with the TV productions equipment, all that kind of stuff, and just creating more of an issue. People were actually saying, the neighbors were actually saying that they'd rather have a $1.4 million house that's empty next door to them than having all of this stuff going on next to them because it was just creating so much problems.
Yeah. See, I wonder if they got permits for the actual video and being able to be on the street and blocking it off. And
that's a great question.
Maybe that's part of the reason they were investigated.
Yeah, and this is only the first season that they've done.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably not going to have another season.
Season two, yeah.
Well, it still looks like they're still filming season two.
Are they?
Isn't that what it said?
Well, it's not the main chick, it's the contractor. But more on that after our short break, talking about our sponsors.
All right, sounds good. Here on 21.6 The Net?
That's right.
All right.
Dream Home Ninjas.
Hi, this is Josh on 21.6 The Net. Getting Better Every Day airs Monday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Join Ron Hoistery and Kent Jones for some mental breakfast as they bring the famous quote, "Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better," to life, in particular, to your life. Getting Better Every Day is made possible through the financial support of William Tanyan & Sons, Inc. William Tanyan & Sons General Contracting. For more information, call 815-385-4466 or at www.wmtanyan.com. That's WMTONYAN.com.
Welcome back to Dream Home Ninjas here on 21.6 The Net.
And today we're talking about DIY rehab
disasters.
Boom.
So I do like the idea of a DIY show, you know, because it inspires people.
That's kind of what we
gets
are.
People. Yeah, right.
So I hope
we're
so.
Not DIYers. We are professional.
Well, right. Very true.
That's why we're ninjas, because we're professional in our trade.
Very true. But we are here to help educate homeowners so that they can do it themselves.
Correct.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems in those DIY shows, though, is those guys aren't even professionals, and that's why Windy City Rehab is in trouble. They weren't doing a professional job. So why the hell do you have them on a TV show teaching other people?
Well, because they're trying to bring these contractors in, and they don't want to pay these contractors the full price. It's because you're going to get advertisement because you're going to be on our show. So you're going to work for this dollar amount instead of your real true dollar amount if you really want to be on the show.
Right, but that should make it easier to get licensed professionals, and that's one of the things they got in trouble for. Is
you really want a contractor to drop their value? You're not going to really find a person that's going to drop their value just to get their 10 seconds.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing an episode if I got free publicity out of it. They're going to take me to a market that's much larger than I'm in front of. But that's the thing, is they're hiring unlicensed guys to do this work. They're not even offering the opportunity to guys that are licensed. They hired guys that weren't licensed.
Well, we don't know that. They did, but did they have professionals also? And they were not willing to take the lower quality fees that they're offering on these shows.
Yeah, so keep looking. Yeah. I mean, that's your job as a general contractor. We don't always find the right company. Sometimes you got to keep looking until you find the right company. That is a general contractor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what a general contractor is supposed to do.
Like episode two of this season.
Mm-hmm. So. You bring in the good guys. I don't know.
I'm getting to the point where it is good for people to see that kind of stuff and get inspired by what could they do to their own house in those shows. All the time frames are way off. They're not realistic. Not everybody on the show is actually doing work. They're just posing like they have tools and a tool belt on. And like, hey, look what we've
clean
been working
gloves.
Hard all day. Their hair's perfect. They're perfectly clean. And they just ripped out this wall. Yeah, come
Property
on.
Brother.
Really?
But that might be the confusing part.
The
twins, there's actually two of them. One does the work, the other doesn't. So the one who does the work usually looks dirty. The other one looks clean. It's not actually a trick of the camera. There's two guys. They look the same.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Because they're brothers, and it's. But no, I think it is important. But the biggest problem is focusing on quality. And even in our trades, that is what customers constantly ask us to sacrifice. I get that all the time. Where customers asking me to sacrifice quality work on a job and not do something that should be done to make sure it's done correctly so that they can save a penny.
Really? You get that a lot?
I do.
And what kind of examples could you give me?
The most recent one, I just sent a guy an estimate for mold remediation.
Oh.
And he's trying to cut out essential parts of the mold remediation. The first argument is removing the drywall that's covered in mold. He didn't want to do that. Okay, well, then you're not going to get rid of the mold. Finally, when he understood that, then I'm talking to him about encapsulating the wood so that we basically seal off any mold that got into the framework that couldn't be treated, so that it basically is encapsulated and doesn't come back. And he's like, well, I don't think we need to do that. Well, okay, then when it comes back, I got no guarantees on this. Sorry.
No warranty, no guarantee. Yeah. I'll do what you want, but...
Yeah, it's like, can you work on my engine, but... I don't really need the spark plugs. What? Well, then it's not going to run.
Those are just extra bolts. You don't need those.
Don't charge me for the oil. I don't need the oil.
Yeah. I'll be just fine. Yeah, so you use the four-letter word?
Mold? Oh, this one was an obvious one.
Yeah. It was that obvious? You didn't have to get it tested?
Oh, no. Keith got to see that one. There was some nice furry growth already going on. Yeah, wow. It was nice, pretty thick. There weren't huge spots on the outside of the wall, but there was probably an inch thick of fur growing on there in those two spots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. Mm-hmm.
And that was before anything was exposed. Once we started opening up, it was way worse.
So did you have to contain that whole house?
No, it was just the basement that was affected. So we have an HEPA filter running on the upstairs because they've been letting mold spores for who knows how long travel all throughout the house. So we're cleaning that up. But then the downstairs, we have that contained off in a separate area while we're working, and then HEPA filters and all that stuff running downstairs.
And you're going to sanitize the entire house then?
Yeah, we're cleaning the air throughout the entire house. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I actually did talk to him about doing fogging with the antifungal in there too, since he's not home. It's a safe thing to do. So
right.
But again, that was one of the things of like, I don't know if I really want to do that. but then
is an essential part of it, right? Yeah. That sanitizes it when you fog it.
Exactly.
You have to put a sanitizer fogging agent in that probably. Well, it's not like the fog you see on stage.
No. It's an antifungal solution, and it's a special machine that actually turns the liquid into a fine mist so that it can penetrate all of the cracks and crevices and get everywhere in the house.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's essential for crawl spaces and attics when you got a mold test that comes back positive, but you don't know where. You can't find any clear evidence of visual mold. So it really helps out with those situations.
Could you fog like essential oils and stuff out of that thing?
Actually, I have. because the scent of it is rather strong, and actually Thieves Oil is a collection of five antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal oils itself. Mm. So you can add that into the solution, and then it just adds an extra layer of protection.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I've actually heard of Thieves Oil being used to prevent mold. Like you can actually go out and like clean siding with Thieves Oil rubbed down. Not only will it just get rid of it, but it also will prevent it much, much longer because you've got the coating of the oil that stays
really?
On.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a cool idea.
I've never tested that one. I've heard about it.
That's a fun one to test, then. Yeah,
but supposedly it's supposed to keep the mold from coming back, or like the green
like
stuff.
Like you can do that on your siding, you were saying, really? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, supposedly if you do it, the mold, the green stuff, grows on the siding, won't come back for like five, 6 years.
You just spray it on it, or?
I suppose you could. I mean, the way I read how it was done was basically you pour it onto a rag and then you just wipe it down.
Oh.
So that way you're cleaning off the old stuff and applying the oil to it.
Okay. Well, I'm pressure washing my house this weekend, so.
There you go. Throw some Thieves Oil in with the mix.
All right, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. But that's my biggest complaint right now in our industry is people asking to sacrifice the quality of the work because they think it should be cheaper. They want the McDonald's burger instead of, a quality hamburger. They want something fast and now and cheap.
Right.
You know, what are the three qualities? You can only get two out of the three.
Absolutely.
There's cheap, there's quality, and there's fast. Mm.
Right.
You can only ever have two out of three.
Well, that's very good. I like that.
Yeah. So it's, that's McDonald's.
So you can have fast and bad.
Well, you can have fast and cheap, which means no bad quality. Yep.
Okay.
Or you can have fast and quality, which means not cheap.
And very expensive. And if they want it fast.
Yep. Yeah.
Quality and cheap just does not work.
Yeah. But if you're doing quality and cheap, it definitely is going to take a long damn time. That's called do it yourself. No.
or those semi-retired handymen that will take 5 months to remodel one.
Coming
bathroom.
In only on the weekend, you know,
after their coffee they have with friends at 9 or 10, they'll come in and do like an hour's worth of work or two.
That's what my mother-in-law is getting on her basement. She's getting quality and cheap. But yeah, I mean, I'm going there on weekends on my free time to do it, and she's aware of that, and she's going to get her basement remodeled for good quality and cheap.
Well, one thing I know for sure, your mother-in-law is very lucky that you're able to do that for her.
That's so, for sure. Yeah.
We will be right back after these messages.
All right.
This is the Dream Home Ninjas, and we're live here at the Slipstream Studios.
Welcome back to Dream Home Ninjas.
This is season 1, episode 9.
Number 9.
Boom.
And we are talking about DIY
nightmares.
Disasters. Nightmares. So
yeah, I mean, recently, like we were talking about, Windy City Rehab got all over the news for bad, shoddy work that they were doing and problems with permits. But I mean, I think the main thing that I took out of that was it's not unique. It's big news because it is big news. I mean, they right. already are public figures, so of course their mess ups are going to be, you know, broadcast much larger than the average contractor. But I don't think it's any different.
This happens every day with every kind of industry of do it yourself.
Yeah, most contractors don't end up getting punished for a year.
Right. Well,
sometimes
some
it's longer, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They get shut down. The homeowners get upset.
Revoked permanently.
Yeah, if they're really doing it, getting caught that many times, they get it taken away.
Yeah.
Or not able to do work in that area. They move to another area.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's one of the main things that we try to focus on here is making sure that home ninja is focusing on quality too. You know, that's really what it's about. If you're going to do this stuff, you're going to do it in your home, your dream home, right? That's the whole point.
Right.
That you're a ninja. You're taking it to that next level of quality, not just good enough.
Right.
That's the phrase that I hate the most, good enough.
Right.
Because it's not.
You can see it. You can't see it from my house.
Yeah.
That's one of the roughest sayings that you don't want to hear a contractor say while you're in their house.
Yeah, and I know.
Oh, it looks good enough for my house. It's all good.
When we were doing the floors over at Keith's house, I know we were
joking around,
but you guys don't like that being said anywhere in the shop.
Right, absolutely not.
It's a banned phrase.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, do your best, cock the rest. That's.
So how do you think people could actually be able to find the right information?
That's a good question.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't speak to most people because I don't know what people do. I just know what I do. My method is simple. I get as much information from as many sources as I can because, like I said before, you run into guys who've been doing it for 40 years and they've been doing it wrong for 40 years.
Right.
So the key for me is always when I'm researching on how to do something new, I try to do 10 to 20 different sources on how to do it. And I find that in doing that, I mean, even YouTube, you know, YouTube videos, watch 10 to 20 of them. Don't just watch one and go do that guy's thing.
Right. Well, even calling a contractor in and picking their brain, I have no problem with that portion if you're paying that contractor for their knowledge.
Right. Some kind of consulting or something.
If people are trying to hide it as I want an estimate and I'm going to pick their brain for it and they don't charge for that estimate and they're wasting their time, money, and energy to help you, just be real with them. Hey, I want to do this project. I want to pick your brain about it.
Oh, yeah.
And pay them for their knowledge and let them help you. And if you get in trouble, you have a source or a person to actually talk to about how do you move forward, or I really don't want to take on this project any further, and I can call a contractor that I know knows what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in people's houses and I've advised them to do it themselves.
Right.
You know, it's not something I think they should pay a contractor to do if it's a simpler task. Like, just do it yourself. You know, I mean, this is how you do it. I'm not going to spend a ton of time, but
right.
I will advise them to do it themselves. And I'll, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind a tip, but but you know, for something simple and small, I don't expect to be paid for it. I'm trying to give them the advice to make sure that they're being treated the best they can.
Right.
But there are also resources out there for going and learning how to do this, like the guests we're going to have next week's show.
Oh, yeah. Beau Carboneau from Carboneau Custom Carpentry. Yeah.
Yeah. And he runs a school where they teach how to do DIY projects at home. He teaches drywall and other
very basic things so they can feel comfortable doing something in their own house.
Yeah. And that's an important thing. And for me, that's the most important part of the show is you should either know how to do it yourself or know how the contractor you're hiring should be doing it. You should never, ever be in a situation where you don't know and you're just hoping somebody does it right.
Yeah, because that's where it will really turn into a major issue. We had one, and I think I've mentioned it in one of the past shows. We had a customer that had one of the contractors from one of the review sites. He had really good reviews and butchered these people's houses. And the inspector said that it could have collapsed. The house could have collapsed on itself because it took out some major supports.
Yeah.
So they have to sue him and then had to pay out even more money to fix all that other guy's mistakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I've mentioned this one before. Not sure if it's on the show. I know we've talked about it, but, you know, I came in after a contractor that I knew and they poured concrete in a mudroom, put $90 square foot tile on top of it and never put rebar in the concrete. So the concrete cracked and so did the $90 square foot tile.
Ooh.
You know, and it's like the homeowner didn't know.
Right.
But that's the problem. I mean, I understand you're hiring us to be the professional and to know it, but you should also, you know, I mean, that's the protection that you have in your home. You should know what's the right way. Maybe you don't want to do it. I know how to change the oil in my car. I don't mean I want to do it. I'm going to pay somebody else to do it.
Right.
But I know how it should be done. Always, they bring the filter to you. Well, look at this thing. This thing looks so horrible. No, it doesn't. Shut up. Put it back in my car. Or, no, it actually looks dirty. Yeah, I'll pay the $30 for a new filter or whatever.
Thanks for that new indoor air cab filter there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I mean, we've talked about times when contractors come in and spray paint things to make it look like it's brand new and other scam garbage.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Makes all the contractors look bad.
Yeah.
My neighbor. My new neighbor next door to me. Okay. They didn't hire, it's got to be family. They have vinyl siding. Okay. And it was the tan one directly next door. You know what I'm talking about.
The one you wanted me to buy.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes. That one. They're spray painting essentially the whole house.
Okay.
Like a light blue, like just a little bit darker than the color of my house.
Okay.
Never seen that before. I'm like, why are you just spray painting the vinyl siding? Why don't you just replace it?
Well, if you have the right paint, you may be able to do that.
I can imagine so. I've never seen that before.
Right.
That's something new to me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why? You know?
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, it is what it is. It looked great. It looked really, really nice.
I hope they got, you said it was family, so they probably got a good price.
Free. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't even get
there free. There was no like van there. There was no truck. And I'm like, wait, the guy disappearing is walking back inside the house. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely family.
That's a nice thing. I don't even get free to family. So. A rule in my family was the family discount was twice the price.
There you go. That's the only way to do it.
Because I'm sorry, family is even harder to work with.
Yes, it is. And it's hard to show to family and friends and everything the value behind of what you do.
Yeah.
And everything like that.
I paid all my dues to all my family for free stuff that I've done for them. I don't do that no more.
Yeah.
I built out coffee shops for my parents. Like I've done friends' coffee shops at low price.
I installed brand new hardwood floors in my mom's entire house, put a brand new roof on there. Yeah, appreciation. I feel like Rodney Dangerfield.
Sure. No respect.
No respect.
But yeah, I mean, the moral of the story really is, let's just focus on quality workmanship. That's really where it's at.
And research. You really need to research what you're doing. Look at multiple sources, as you talked about. Talk to people that are good in the industry and get as much information as you can.
Yeah. And everybody, and we'll talk about this more in again, next week's episode, you know, everybody should be educated on this stuff. We're getting into a society that knows less and less.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather knew how to do everything in the house. He may not have done it, but he knew how to do it. That was the generational thing. And now we're getting into people don't know.
Right.
And they should. You should know what's going on in your house.
Questions or comments, where can people find us?
DreamHomeNinjas.com website. We're also on YouTube, Keith.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right.
Look us up, Dream Home Ninjas. Send in your questions. We would love to be able to answer them on the air.
Yeah. send in projects that you're working on. We'd love to name you a ninja as well.
Yes. Thank you for joining us here on 21.6 The Net. Mike, signing off.
Dream Home Ninjas.